The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so glad you could be with us tonight. Tonight we are talking about the pineal gland, and we're talking about a cancer cure and cancer prevention. But before we get into tonight's show, and it's really fascinating and fun, I thought I would mention that Law of Attraction magazine is looking for experienced salespeople who will work from home and get paid excellent commissions. This is so perfect for mothers who have children who need to stay at home, or fathers that just need a little bit of extra income, or maybe a lot of extra income. It's easy, it's fun, and it's lucrative. So just contact Gina at loamedia.com and we'll discuss this with you immediately. I think you will find it very easy, very exciting, and a very great way to bring in extra funds in which you can thrive. Remember, send an email to Gina at loamedia.com and put in the subject line sales position. Okay, now let's get back into the nitty-gritty of the show, because I thought it was time to bring our attention away from COVID and bring it back into the real threats to our health. There are some really simple things we can do to change our bodies and improve our immune systems that are not only easy, but very cost-effective. I think you're really going to enjoy it. I just thought it's time to bring our attention away from COVID and bring it back into the real threats to our health. Now, I really feel it's time to understand that hydroxychloroquine is the inexpensive fix for COVID. But what about how to prevent illness into developing in your body? You know, we still have some really big items out there facing us, such as diabetes, cancer, strokes, etc., etc., etc. There are some really effective treatments that we can do to stay healthy, regardless if you wear a mask or not. Now, some believe that masks are the way to go, and that's fine. If you feel safer wearing a mask, then that's what you should do. Why? Because it happens to be the law of attraction. If you feel good doing something, keep on doing it. If you don't like wearing a mask and you feel really put off by it, then don't wear one. That is your choice. And that's why you should pay attention to what your body is telling you. Your body is the expert. And if you just tune into your intuition or your pineal gland, you will get the information that you are needing. It may not be from your own mind, but the information will flow to you in one way or another. Again, it's about the law of attraction. That is why you have a pineal gland. This is your receptor to the energy of the universe. This is where your intuition comes into play. And this is where you get that nudge to start paying attention and taking care and charge of your health, because your body is the best doctor you will ever have. Your body knows it is sick way before the symptoms show up. You just simply have to pay attention. This is the law of attraction. And this is how you are going to stay happy. So stay with us all the way, because you're going to find it so interesting. Now, the information on the pineal gland is a repeat show, but the information is so vitally important right now. As a matter of fact, I woke up in the middle of the night with the thought that this has got to be replayed. So I'm going with my internal messages on this one. If you've heard all of this information before, you're supposed to hear it again and to make sure you heard everything correctly. It's also time to put everything into practice. We must start decalcifying our pineal gland so that we can gain the intuition and the messages that we're supposed to be getting right now. On top of all that, there is some real fascinating information about cancer and what we can do to prevent it from happening in our bodies. So that's where I want to start off first. I want to talk about the pH levels in your body. There is plenty of research showing the link between acidic pH and cancer. Cancer thrives in an acidic environment and cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Cancer cells make your body even more acidic as they produce lactic acid. So if you have cancer, your pH levels are low and your body is just too acidic. Taking action to make your body more alkaline is vital in the battle against cancer. And for those of you who do not have cancer, alkalizing your body is a huge cancer preventative. Now, here's the scoop. The majority of food and drinks we consume are acidic, such as the meats, the grains, and sugars, with colas and other soft drinks being highly acidic. So unless you've been eating a very healthy diet of fresh fruits and vegetables, chances are your body is just too acidic. And it's providing the perfect environment for cancer to grow. Okay. We understand that sugar causes the body to be acidic. Today, there are natural herb sweeteners, and you need to be on the lookout for these that are chemical-free. Personally, I buy liquid stevia, which has so many different flavors, and I really like it. I add it to my coffee and cereals and whatever I need to sweeten. It's actually good for you. Too much acidity is an underlying factor in many degenerative diseases such as diabetes, arthritis, fibromyalgia, and much more. The link between pH and cancer, a process by which low oxygen levels turn some cells cancerous. Alkaline water, including the water in the cells, hold a lot of oxygen. Acidic water holds very little oxygen. So the more acidic your cells are, the less oxygenated they are and will be. To make matters worse, the fermentation process that cancer cells use to produce energy creates lactic acid, further increasing acidity and reducing oxygen levels. You know, when we were born, we had the highest alkaline mineral concentration and also the highest body pH. But from that point on, the normal process of life is to gradually acidify. This is why these degenerative diseases do not occur when you are very young. Reverse aging requires two separate steps, chemical and physical. The first step is to lower the acidity of the body so that it can dispose of acidic waste in the blood and cellular fluids safely and easily. And the second step is to physically pull out all stored waste in the bloodstream so that they can be discharged from the body. This is vital. Now, here's a great way to increase the pH levels of your body. It is recommended to drink 3 teaspoons of baking soda in water every single day. And this is a great and inexpensive alternative. I've also heard of another technique which is so logical, and it makes so much sense. Even though I haven't tried it personally, I do want to let everyone know about it because it seems that there are substantial results. And this is especially true if you currently have cancer or tumors. You take real maple syrup and you mix that together with baking soda. You cook that on the stove for a few minutes just to make sure it binds together. And you eat that daily. And what they have found is that it completely rids the body of cancer within a few short months. And here's how it works. Well, we know cancer loves and thrives with sugar. Because the sugar is binded to the baking soda, it brings the alkaline directly to the cancer. And the cancer cells cannot survive within a higher pH level. It is the natural form of killing cancer and releasing those affected cells out of your body. This is an easy and very inexpensive way to try. Will it hurt you? No. Any kind of alkalinity that you put into your body will adjust the acidity level of the body. You just can't hurt yourself. It's safe. Now, isn't it funny? All of these years, we have been so fearful of the Big C, and there has always been natural ways of ridding it from our body easily without poisoning every single cell. Again, I keep on getting that picture in my head with Glinda, the good witch in Oz, telling Dorothy that she's always had the power to go home. And we're just like Dorothy. We're stating our intention that we want more clarity and more answers to this topic that we've been so afraid of, cancer. This is what we are attracting to ourselves because we are now being provided through the cosmos basic, simple ways that will totally rid ourselves of something out of control in our cellular bodies. When we feel in control of our own healing process, we bring harmony back into the mind-body connection. Healing is an inside job, and we are the ones to heal ourselves. And we are the ones to keep our minds open and our eyes open to see everything that can make a difference in the improvement of our lives, regardless if we're ill or not. And if you do a search on the internet, you will find so many incredible ways that you can actually help your body to rid itself of any cancerous cells naturally. And one of the ways that I do is to purchase alkaline water that raises the pH levels. There's some really, really good water products out there. And when you purchase the water, you need to make sure that you keep it dark because light will destroy the pH levels and the minerals in the water. If you do have cancer and you are currently undergoing chemo, tell your doctor that you want to do the baking soda along with it. And the physician will admit, well, why not? It's not going to hurt anything. But research is indicating that doing this along with the chemo helps filter out the poisoned cells from your body at a faster rate. You are able to release it because your body is becoming alkaline. That's exactly where you need it. And more doctors are now beginning to recognize this kind of information is vital to the well-being of a human body. So, that is great information, and it tells us that we never need to be fearful of cancer again. But now let's tune our attention into this incredible, powerful pineal gland. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Okay, so I said all of that. Go check out our fabulous magazine. I am loving it. We already have our cover for next month, and I'm so excited to even talk about it, but I'll announce that next week. Today, I'm going to be talking about something I consider to be monumental in our everyday lives that actually may prevent people from being happy. So today, it's just me talking about the extreme importance of developing your pineal gland, your third eye. Now, whatever you call it, this important gland connects you to the spiritual realm and the energy in which you receive your divine messages. It also works in conjunction with the pituitary gland, where your emotional well-being is affected. So when the pineal gland gets calcified, well, that could be the very reason behind so many people becoming depressed, anxious, and fearful. So get ready. Tonight we are supposed to be talking to you about the importance of a healthy pineal gland and what it means for the future of humanity. Now, I've been practicing hypnotherapy for over 8 years, assisting people around the world. And from the get-go, I have included the activation of the pineal gland in every session. In hypnosis, I guide my clients to activate the pineal gland and to cleanse it. Because the fluoride in our water that goes in our food and beverages and our showers corrode the pineal gland. Many of my clients will walk in the office and state that they are in a deep depression, or they have anxiety, or they have such severe phobias that they can't even drive their cars, let alone leave their homes. Many come in already on major antidepressant or psychotropic drugs, unwilling to get off of them, but yet not free from their issue, which got them to take the drugs in the first place. Have you noticed that when you go to a doctor and you say you're depressed, the first thing they do is give you a drug to raise your serotonin levels, which in reality does not address the real issue of a clogged pineal gland, or does not address any of the emotional issues? After talking to so many of my clients, I've discovered that each one has the same problem. They feel powerless and they feel disconnected from life. They feel alone and they feel very unsure of the future. When I ask them about spiritual practices, they often refer to a religion that they no longer practice. This tells me that the lack of spiritual connection, notice I didn't say religious, but the lack of the spiritual connection is a common factor in my clients. What this means to me is that their pineal gland is not working properly, and it's inhibiting the pituitary gland from producing the right amount of serotonin. In other words, if your body was working properly, it would never need another antidepressant, ever, ever. I'm willing to go out on a limb here and just speculate that Western medicine is not really interested in dealing with the core problem of the pineal gland. Rather, they wish to write prescriptions to hide the effects of the pineal gland. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, but this is what is happening. Let's talk about what the pineal gland does for the body. Taken from WikiLeaks, it states that the pineal gland, also called the third eye, is an endocrine gland in the vertebrae brain. It produces serotonin derivative melatonin, a hormone that affects the modulation of wake and sleep patterns and seasonal functions. Its shape resembles that of a tiny pine cone, hence the name, and it is located near the center of the brain, between the two hemispheres, tucked into a groove where the two rounded thalamic bodies join. Okay, so now you got a picture of where it resides, and that the pineal gland is associated with sleep, dreaming, the time that the subconscious comes out to play. It works in conjunction with the pituitary gland that manufactures the serotonin. your place of well-being. The pineal gland metaphysically represents the third eye. Every human being's pineal gland or third eye can be activated to spiritual world frequencies and enables you to have a sense of all-knowing, God-like euphoria and oneness around you. A pineal gland, once turned into proper frequencies, can enable a person to travel to other dimensions, properly known as astral travel or astral projection, or remote viewing. Simply put, the activation of your pineal gland raises you to the higher frequency of your divine power. It is your connection to the universal source of energy, the infinite intelligence. And if it's not working right, or it's corroded, then are you able to receive the clear and full message from your higher self? Is it convoluted because your connection is corroded? And if you're not getting clear messages, then perhaps you are not transmitting a clear message to the universe. Are your intentions cluttered because the transmitter is not able to transmit a clear signal? Some say that the law of attraction doesn't work, but perhaps it's because something is clogged physiologically and perhaps not emotionally. Are the rockets of desire that we're sending out on target to reach their destination? These are all good questions that I have not heard asked before, so I'm putting it out there to the universe. Let's take a look at the pineal gland scientifically. The pineal gland has to do with sleep, which makes sense because when you go to sleep, you go into a deep state of meditation before you're actually into the REM state. So that means that when you cut off the light from the outside, your inner light activates the pineal gland, allowing you to dream and allowing your subconscious to take over. The pineal gland is activated by light, and it controls the various biorhythms of the body. It works in harmony with the hypothalamus gland, which directs the body's thirst, hunger, sexual desire, and the biological clock that determines our aging process. When it awakens, one feels a pressure at the base of the brain. Have you felt that before? To activate the third eye is to raise one's frequency and moving it into higher consciousness. All of this is a consciousness experience perceived through the eye of time or the third eye. Now, the pineal gland secretes dimethyltryptamine. DMT for short. And the actual dictionary defines this to include profound time dilation, time travel journey to paranormal realms, and encounters with spiritual beings or other mystical modalities. Interestingly, this DMT is what the shamans use to gain access to the spiritual realm without sleep. Also interesting to note is that the lack of sleep is a common ailment in schizophrenia. And this leads me to ask, has anyone checked the density of the calcification of their pineal glands? I think not. A schizophrenic is given more chemicals through drugs designed to clog up more hormonal glands. Now, the pineal gland is mostly water, and it's this water that calcifies. Becomes hardened. David Wilcox says that this calcification or this mark is referred to in the Bible as the mark of the beast, which is the mark on the forehead. Spiritually, this also meant that you are captured in the mist of materialism, which means that you don't have access to your spirituality. Now, I don't have a problem with materialism when it's acknowledged that it comes from the manifestation of source energy. It's our divine right to live abundantly as long as our egos don't get in the way. Which means if you are desiring control or power over people, that means that you are in your ego and it's not from source. Now let's get back to the science. Now the interior of the pineal gland has rods and cones, just like an eye. That's why they call it the third eye. It has a strong resemblance to the photoreceptor cells of the eye. Now this is where your imagination resides. This is your mind's eye. It has profuse blood flow, second only to the kidney. This means that the gland has the most concentrated energy within it. And this is why they call it the gateway into the soul. It's interesting, too, that as much as I try to keep the science and metaphysical separate, they keep on coming back to confirm everything that I'm saying. So now we understand that the pineal gland is our imagination, our mind's eye. And if the pineal gland is corroded, again, what happens to our intentions that we send out to the universal energy? How are our manifestations coming back to us? If we can't send out a clear signal to source, how can we get a clear message back? Are our prayers being heard accurately? Okay, so let's move on with the metaphysical details of the pineal gland again. For many centuries, the pineal gland has been talked about in every major religion in the world. Metaphysically, the pineal gland has been called the seat of the soul, the thousand-petal lotus, the epicenter of enlightenment, the eye of Horus, and perhaps our true illumination spiritually. Ancient texts even talk about the light body activation through the pineal gland. It requires shifting to a higher frequency, ideally, so that your material body becomes light enough to work with the other elements in our galaxy, the wind, air, water, and rays of sun. Scientists have already pointed out to the probability that there are multiple dimensions in space. Numerous spiritual philosophies contain the notion of the inner third eye that is related to the Anja chakra and also to the pineal gland. This is attributed to mystical awakening or enlightenment, clairvoyant perception, and higher states of consciousness. And this idea occurs historically in ancient Central and East Asia and India. The pineal gland has been celebrated in Catholicism in Rome. They depict the pineal as a pine cone in art. The ancient societies, like the Egyptians and the Romans, knew the benefits and exemplified this in their vast symbologies with the symbol of an eye. And while traveling, you can see these pine cone symbols placed on many architectural buildings throughout the world. As a matter of fact, the pineal gland reference is also on the back of a U.S. dollar bill with what is called the all-seeing eye. This refers to the ability of an individual or group of individuals to use this gland to go to the other side, meaning spiritual world, and to possibly control the thoughts and actions of people in the physical world by knowing what they are thinking at all times in our physical world. Wow. Did you just hear what I said? Wow, this is on the back of our U.S. dollar bill. Makes us start thinking, doesn't it? Now let's talk about the reason behind the calcification of the pineal gland. In the late 1990s, a scientist by the name of Jennifer Luke carries out the first studies of the effects of sodium fluoride on the pineal gland. She determined that the pineal gland, located in the middle of the brain, was a target for fluoride. The pineal gland simply absorbed more fluoride than any other physical matter in the body, even the bones. Calcification of the pineal gland is typical in adults. but it has been observed in children as young as 2 years of age. Calcification rates vary widely by country and tend to increase by age, with calcification occurring in an estimated 40% of Americans by their 17th year of age. Okay, so let me interject another question here, which is, why is fluoride banned in over 99% of Western continental Europe? China and Russia has banned the substance, but not the U.S. 90% of America is still fluoridating the water. Perhaps it's time to set our intention to have this fluoride removed from our water supply. Especially since recent studies show that the degree of the pineal gland calcification is significantly higher in Alzheimer's disease patients versus any other type of dementia. Pineal gland is like a magnet to sodium fluoride. This calcifies the gland and makes it no longer effective in balancing the entire hormonal processes through the body. Studies on rodents suggest that the pineal gland may influence the actions of recreational drugs such as cocaine and antidepressants such as Prozac, and its production of the hormone melatonin can, in fact, protect against neurodegeneration. Isn't it interesting that even studies are showing that if the pineal gland is clogged up or corroded, the opposite occurs, which is mental and emotional diseases. Okay, so we know now that the clogging of the pineal gland has to do with mind degeneration of Alzheimer's, etc. How many people have you known to die with dementia or Alzheimer's? How many people are affected by depression, anxiety, sadness? How difficult is it for the addict to overcome their drug of choice? Yes, it has to do with the calcification of the pineal gland. And yes, it may very well stem from our water. The introduction of fluoride to our water began in 1945, and since then, various studies have proven sodium fluoride is the only thing that attacks the most important gland in the center of our brain. It's also prevalent in food, beverages, and in our bath and drinking water. Why does our dollar have the all-seeing eye on it? Why are we being disconnected from our power source, which is our spiritual source? I don't know the reasons for any of this, but I think it's time for my listeners to wake up and do something that will dramatically improve your happiness. In my mind, there's nothing more important than the spiritual connection. This is our energy source. This is our power, and we need to take our power back. If the opening of the pineal gland is to illuminate the mind, and it does nothing more than open up the alternative worlds to our awareness, well, who's to say that eventually our exploration won't show us a way to light up through our eyes and skin and use this light for fuel of our bodies? After all, we are energy beings, aren't we? One more thing. If the pineal gland doesn't work, we cannot bring the sunlight into our minds, and the sunlight is necessary for the health of every cell of the body. Without the energy of the sun flowing in through the pineal gland, we shrivel up and we die. So for the health of the pineal gland, let's talk about all the substances that can harm it and calcify it. Number one, fluoride, bromide, and chlorine. That means every time you take a dip in that swimming pool, make sure you wash off so that chlorine doesn't go into the pores of your skin. Two, calcium. Get rid of those calcium tablets. They're not good for your pineal gland. Three, tap water. Spend the money to get purified water or distilled water. And be sure to ask if fluoride is in the water. This is extremely important. Four, mercury. Stop the amalgams or silver fillings going into your mouth. Especially mothers, don't let your kids get these silver fillings. It's far better to have a tooth pulled than to put those amalgam fillings in your mouth. Five, pesticides. Wash everything with soap. Now there's other various toxins, and it's time for you to start doing your own research on what you're using to make sure it's toxin-free. Eight, fluoride toothpaste. Don't use fluoride toothpaste. I use a brand called Tom's, and it's organic, and it's free of all toxins. Nine, and most of you have already heard this, the radiation from the cell phones. Tell your teenagers to stop sleeping with their phones, and the less they're on it, the better their pineal health is. Okay, so let's review here. Basically, in order to avoid the calcification of your pineal gland, you will want to avoid ingesting excessive amount of fluoride, drink bottled or distilled water, or filter your tap water using reverse osmosis or activated Aluma filter. Cut down on your processed beverage intake, including soda, tea, and reconstituted juices. Buy organically grown fruits and vegetables. Buy local so that they're fresh. And buy these that are not treated with fluoride-based pesticides. Avoid canned fish and processed chicken. Don't swallow fluoridated toothpaste or other dental products that contain fluoride. But if you must use them, rinse your mouth thoroughly when you're finished. Ask your doctor about possible traces of fluoride in your medications and request fluoride-free anesthetic if you are undergoing surgery. Today, I want you to start asking, where's the fluoride? Not where's the beef, but where's the fluoride? Now, I've given you a lot of information, but I'm not finished yet. I do want to take a short break just to refresh your mind and to give you something else to think about for just a few seconds. So let's take a fast commercial break, and we'll be right back talking about what we can do now to effectively remove the effects that have already occurred in the calcification of our pineal gland. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Okay, we are back. Now, what can you do for yourself and for your family to remove the effects of calcification already imposed on your pineal gland? Well, you can start using the following. Organic blue eye skate fish oil. 2, you can use raw chocolate. 3, citric acid, which is naturally found in citrus fruits, pineapples, and berries with a high concentration in lemons and limes. 4, use garlic. It really works. 5, organic raw apple cider vinegar. Bragg's is my favorite. You can't go wrong with that, and you can use it for everything. 6, use organic oil or neem extract. 7, vitamin K1 and K2. 8, boron. 10, buy organic melatonin. Check the labels and make sure you're getting the real McCoy. 11, iodine. This is so important, and it's amazing how we have neglected the iodine for our bodies. You get iodine from seaweed or from fish. We were told about 30 years ago that salt was bad for us, and what it did was make us iodine deficient because we stopped using it. Iodine is extremely necessary for the pineal gland. So go back to using iodine salt or sea salt. Or you can buy liquid iodine as well. Make sure you get a very high quality of this, but you can find it online. And I highly recommend using iodine, and give an extra dose of iodine to your teens who happen to be using that cell phone. Iodine is wonderful for ridding the body of radiation. Another thing you can use is tamarind. This is an ingredient in many forms used in Asian and Latin American drinks, dishes, snacks, and candies, as well as medicine and herbal treatments. It's excellent for detoxing the pineal gland. 12, distilled water, reverse osmosis, or use spring water. Make sure you ask your water supplier if it has fluoride in it. Pay extra if you must, but stay away from drinking fluoride. And just a note, buy enough so that you can give your beloved pets fresh water without fluoride. They deserve to be connected to the spiritual realm as well. Number 13. Now that you are drinking unfluoridated water, make sure you drink lots and lots of it to keep the pineal gland hydrated. The Mayans told us time and time again to keep drinking water. Keep the pineal gland hydrated. And now I understand why. The pineal gland, again, is made up and consists of a large portion of fluid, water. And when it calcifies, it hardens. So keep drinking that water. Number 14 is Nigella sativa, the black seed, also known as black caraway seeds, carnushka, black cumin, black seed, black onion seed, or Roman coriander. And last on my list is zeolite, Z-E-O-L-I-T-E. And this is a natural mineral which has a negative charge and a molecular cage structure. This negative charge acts like a magnet to pull the toxins from your body and trap them into the zeolite's cage, which then safely carries them out of the body as waste. This is wonderful to get rid of everything that's in your body. Now, these will definitely help to decalcify the pineal gland, but there are so many other ways that you can do it, such as meditation. If you cannot meditate without falling asleep, hypnosis may be a better alternative, as the hypnotherapist guides you into commanding your pineal gland to start decalcifying. Now, remember when we talked to Dr. Bruce Lipton, and he stated through the science of epigenetics that every cell has an antenna, and it listens to the commander-in-chief, your mind. You can instruct not only the pineal gland to produce high quality and high quantities of melatonin, you can also instruct it to decalcify. And I would urge you also to command the pituitary gland to start working with the pineal gland to increase the production of serotonin levels for your increased well-being. And while you're commanding the cells to do this, why don't you send the existing adult stem cells to rejuvenate your pineal gland as well? Start seeing the pineal gland free of hard calcification. Just see it start being chipped away. A few other ways that you may be able to help the pineal gland is by listening to high frequency sounds for the pituitary gland, which is activated at 936 hertz. And you can find these for free on YouTube or iTunes. Listen, meditate, and use the intention to heal the pineal gland. There are many other things you can do, such as crystals and magnets. Do your research and go with your gut on what you should do, because you have the answers. Just tap in and find out what feels good and the best way for you to go. There is one more thing that you can do, and I really want to talk about this because I think it's fascinating and I've tried it myself. It's called sun gazing, and I know we touched on it before because it is true now that we can actually use the energy of the sun to give us sustenance or fuel. Sun gazing has not only rejuvenated the pineal gland, it has enlarged it so much that scientists are taking note of the amazing results. There have been quite a few people who have simply stopped eating food for years because they take their nourishment from our sun. NASA has even studied this. And if you Google sun gazing, you will notice how safe it is and how much research has been done on it. It will increase your well-being almost immediately. I found out how to do sun gazing due to the efforts of Hiranata Manak, HRM for short, who has been working diligently to educate people about this practice. HRM has literally subsisted, lived off the sun's energy since June 18th, 1995. That's right, he has not eaten any solid food for over 18 years. He has been studied by various researchers such as Thomas Jefferson University and the University of Pennsylvania. Not only have they found his claims to be true, but medical evidence suggests that this man is more healthier than a normal person his age. And this year he's going to be 81 years of age. Please note that if you do choose to sun gaze, do your due diligence and research it out before trying it. I personally have done it, and I did not receive any negative results because of it. On the contrary, I found some wonderful results. Basically, sun gazing is just a standing meditation or a sun meditation, using the sun as the focal point of your meditation. It is quite powerful. And the instructions are very, very simple. HRM's technique for sun gazing is a one-time practice during your lifetime, usually for a period of 9 months. You can break up the practice into three phases: 0 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months, and then 6 to 9 months. You have to walk barefoot for 45 minutes per day for the rest of your life, but it is so worthwhile. Again, the Mayans told us that our connection to the Mother Earth and all living things upon it is through the soles of our feet. So this makes perfect sense. The practice entails looking at the rising sun or setting sun one time per day and only during the safe hours. The safe hours are any time between the 1 hour window after sunrise or any time within the 1 hour window before sunset. Let the sun activate your pineal gland. But for ultimate results, detox it first to make sure that you're going to get the most out of the sun. You will be surprised that this will help increase your melatonin levels, and along with the extra water that you're drinking, it will declog the pineal gland. And even if you choose not to sun gaze, frequent exposure to outdoor sunshine, like 20 minutes or so at a time, will help stimulate a fluoride calcified pineal gland. Just make sure that you don't wear anything on your head. Don't put on a hat. Just soak in the rays. Now, here's the benefits of detoxifying and activating your pineal gland. This is what you can expect to happen when your pineal gland is free of all the gunk and calcification. You can expect from an open third eye more clarity, better concentration, bliss, a deeper intuition, decisiveness, and insight, as well as vivid dreams, lucid dreams. You'll find it's easier to astral project. You'll get better sleep, and your imagination is going to be dramatically enhanced. And this, as we all know, is so important in the field of the law of attraction. You may also experience aura viewing. You'll be able to see colors around people. You'll be able to see energy outline people. You'll be able to see esoteric beings, and you will begin to see with your eyes closed. You will begin to get a clear channel of communication with the divine, and you will be able to feel the incredible, awesome energy that surrounds us. And even more important than anything else, your sense of well-being will improve dramatically by the natural production of serotonin in your pituitary gland. You will find it will be so easy to be happy and to remain happy. Now, what does all this information have to do with the law of attraction? Well, it's very simple. I don't think we came to this planet to suffer. I don't think we came to this planet to be controlled. I don't think we came here with the intention of learning lesson after lesson about how miserable life is. I think we came here with the intention to learn how powerful we are, individually and collectively. If the pineal gland is crippled due to the hard mineral substance of fluoride, it will prevent your connection to source energy. How in the heck can we create peace, abundance, and prosperity and vibrant living for the planet when our connection to spirit and each other is corroded? How can we connect with others as one when our pineal gland cannot even connect to the source of infinite intelligence? Our human evolution is dependent upon the correction of this problem. It doesn't matter who started the fluoride or who started the toxins or for what reasons this occurred. All that matters is how do we correct this problem? How do we reconnect to the spiritual realm? Well, for me, the message that I have been given is clear. We must do what we can to reverse the destruction of the pineal gland. And as we do this, we reverse the destruction of our future. I hope you will join me in this effort and start talking about this to your friends and family. Get the word out about fluoride. Get the word out about calcium. Get the word out about this precious gland in the center of our brain called the pineal gland. And if you want to have a personal session with me to begin the healing of the pineal gland, contact me. I would love to help you with this. That's it for tonight's show. I'll be back next week with even more information on the law of attraction. Have a great week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.